Welcome to the Truth Seekers Podcast. I just want to say thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Caleb Shaner. And hey, let's go find some truth today. All right? We're going to look into God's Word. We're going to look into desiring God and having a desire for God. All right. So today, we're going to be looking at, guess what? It is 2024. It is a brand new year. It is exciting. You know, I mean, all those things that we've gone through in 2023, man, all the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs. And, you know, there's times that you probably felt lost. There were times that you felt disappointed. There were times that you felt excited. There were times that you felt just driven. All those moments, all those times were used and by God to do something incredible in your life or in somebody else's life. And I think that's something amazing. And I think, but one thing that we got to look at too is we've got to look at looking to the future. Okay. We've got to look at, yes, every new year, everybody sets new goals, sets new resolutions, sets it up for a successful year. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's fantastic. I think everybody should have a goal. I have literally wrote out my goals for 2024. Will I reach every goal? I hope to, but probably not every goal is going to be a hit. And that's okay. It just means that I get to grow that much more for the next year. But one thing that we ought to do as Christians and as believers and as followers of Christ, as individuals, we ought to have that desire for God. You know, we ought to start off on the right foot. We ought to start off with God beginning the new year in our life. Because all those goals that we set, all of those ambitions that we have are nothing if our desire and if our heart is not set on God. And if we're not diving into God's word and if we are not praying and seeking his face. In Isaiah 26:9, it says, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night." So we ought to have a heart that just yearns for the Lord. Just like you yearn to succeed, we ought to have that same yearning for the Lord. We ought to have that desire to search out, you know, the Lord. We ought to be able to just sit back and say, God has it under control and there's nothing to worry about. Man, 2023, I know for me, there was a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety issues and a lot of things that even health, you know, that came up. And it bothered me. And there was a lot of times where I said, I don't know how this is going to work out. And there were a lot of things that I had to learn, such as leaving it up to God. There were times where I would put it in God's hands and I would say, God, it's yours. But then I would take it right back out and say, all right, I'm going to take the wheel now because it's not looking like what I want it to look like. And so, but then I just found myself finding myself stuck and just stuck and stuck and I couldn't get out. But I had to turn it over to God. And my desires were not the right desires if they failed. My desires, I don't line up with God's desires for my life. Do you desire God? Do you look for God to work in your life? I like what Andrew Murray said here. I'm going to read a little bit of it. What is the chief thing? The greatest and most glorious that man can see or find upon earth, nothing less than God himself. And what is the chief and the best and the most glorious thing that a man needs every day and can do every day? Nothing less than to seek and to know and to love and to praise this glorious God. As glorious as God is, so is the glory which begins to work in the heart and life of the man who gives himself to live for God. My brother, have you learned what is the first and greatest thing you have to do every day? Nothing less and nothing greater than to seek this God, to meet him, to worship him, to live for him and for his glory. It is a great step in advance in the life of a Christian, when he truly sees this thing in his life and yields himself to consider fellowship with God every day as the chief end of his life. Take time and ask whether this be not the truth, the highest wisdom, and the one thing for which a Christian is above all to live, to know his God, all right, and to love him with his whole heart, to believe that it is not only in very deed true, but that God himself is the most desirous that you should live thus with him. And will, in answer to prayer, enable you to do so. Begin today and take a word from God's book to speak to him in stillness of soul. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. My soul followeth hard after thee. Psalm 63, 1 and 8. I seek thee with my whole heart. Psalm 119, 2. Repeat these words in deep reverence and childlike longing till their spirit and power enter your heart, and wait upon God till you begin to realize what the blessedness is of thus meeting with him. As you persevere, you will learn to expect that the fear and presence of God can abide with you through all the day. I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalm 40, verse 1. I just want to say that I can't do this alone without God. I cannot pursue this year without God. I cannot have a longing and a desire for the right things if I don't desire God and the things that he wants for me in my life and his will. You know, and the only way I can say that you can have a good year is I'm not going to say that you're going to have a good year by just doing the right things. I'm not going to say you're going to have a good year by saying if you have the right people alone. You have to have God in your life. You have to have God and a desire for God in your life. And this is something I'm going to strive for in 2024 myself, to grow my spouse or to grow spiritually and to search out Scripture and have a stronger desire in 2024 for God than I did in 2023. I want to be able to say God got me through this year again, as he did last year, as he has before in times past, as he will in the future. Look, those things that you've learned, or those issues that you've come across, and those things that you have thought of as failures and lack of success, or maybe dull moments of your life. You know what? Those are moments that are to be taught in this present time. And there are lessons to be learned and to grow by so that you can succeed for the future. Don't look at the future right now. The future is, it's in the future. All right. And don't delay and just rely on your past and just sit there and think about how bad your past was, or how bad everything is, or how maybe you said it's starting off bad and it was good before. You know what? Don't dwell on those things. Dwell on the Lord. Think about those things in your life that God has used in your life to bless you, that you can be maybe a blessing to others. You know, I was talking about the last podcast being a friend to somebody, being someone who listens. You know, God is a great listener. I mean, he is. He'll sit there and he will listen to your heart. He will listen to your tears. He will listen to your words that come out of your mouth, even though it may be just groanings and utterings that cannot be heard or understood. Look, Hannah in the Bible, she prayed before the Lord because she desired to have a child, and she searched the Lord and she prayed and she was just moaning under her breath. And Eli the priest thought she was drunk. And she said, no, I desire of the Lord a child. Look, she had a desire that lined up with God's desire. She looked and pleaded for the Lord. You know what? We need to get, and I think that's what we're failing at as Christians today, is that we are not on our knees long enough. We are not praying and seeking the face of the Lord. Look, you got through it only because God got you through it. You didn't do it yourself. And if you think you did, you are delusional. You are thinking that you did it yourself because you are a self-made person. All right? There is no self-made person. There is a God-made man. There is a God-made woman. There's a God-made young person. All right? God made us all. All right? Male and female. Okay? You know, and I think that some of this, you know, look, hear my heart. We call it mental health for a reason. Because guess what? There are things in our mind that bother us. Okay? And the world and Satan use that bothering, use that deception to deceive you and I to thinking that there are solutions other than God. There is no other solution. There is no remedy. There is no other medication than God Himself being saved, searching out His Word. If you want to find great peace in life, then you got to find it in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And we look around this world and we look around and we say, wow, that person is messed up. Man, this world is all to shambles. It's going to be. Okay, that's what God says. That's what His Word says, is that a people that turn away from Him are going to be deceived. They're going to be double-minded. They're going to be unstable in all their ways. They're going to do what they think is right in their own eyes, because they do not have the desire for God. They have the desire for self. They have the desire for someone to look at them, to be self-pleased. Look, there's people that care about their image more than they do their family. Look, I love you guys. And I'm not here to to tear anybody down. But I'm going to be honest with you. God created man and women. Men and women. He did not create a man to become a woman. He did not create a woman to become a man. He did not make a mistake. There was an article, actually it was a video on Instagram I watched. And it was this woman who chemically altered her physical appearance through surgeries and hormones and things like that. Thousands and thousands of dollars spent to make herself look like a man. And she's got so many health problems. She can't live a life. And she realized that she is still a woman. She will never become a man. And I hear these stories over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The world wants you to believe that, yeah, you can do this and it's wonderful and it's pleasant and everybody's going to love you. Look, all you're doing is you are taking what God has designed. You are shredding it, tearing it apart, and trying to redesign it. And it doesn't work. Look, a good example of that is taking a mirror. Taking a baseball bat to a mirror. And then saying, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and rebuild this mirror, reconstruct it. You're like, okay, well, if you reconstruct this, it's going to be still a shattered mirror. Well, let's just say you take it and you're like, I'm going to reconstruct it into a car. This is going to be a car when I get done with it. And it's going to be, I'm going to be able to drive it. I'm going to be able to use it. I'm going to be able to, it doesn't work that way. That mirror is still going to be a mirror. Broken in bunches of pieces, but it's still a mirror. You put those pieces together and you're going to be able to still see your reflection. God has also designed marriage to be between a man and a woman. Not a man and a man, not a woman and a woman. The world wants you to think that that's normal. That's not normal. The Bible says it is wrong. And there's a lot of health issues that come from that because it is not natural. But look, I'm not here to just shred you or anything like that. Look, I love you guys again, and I'm honored that you're sitting here and you're listening and taking the time to listen and to grow with me. But you cannot say that you love God and yet you want to live like the world. You have to be separate. You have to be sold out to God. Or you have to be sold out to the world. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and the money and the world and everything that goes with it. You have to choose. God doesn't like lukewarm Christians. He doesn't like an individual who sits on the fence and says, I'm going to do this for a day, and then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. It's called double-minded. It's called being unstable. You either choose. Are you going to choose God in 2024? Are you going to choose His will? Are you going to pursue God? Are you going to look after God? Are you going to look after God and seek His face for you or for your family? Sorry. For your family. Say, God cannot love me. I've done so many horrible things. God still loves you. Don't buy into that lie. Look, it's time that we start to grow up. It's time that we look around and we say, you know what, enough is enough. And I am going to do the right thing. I'm going to fight for my family. I'm going to pursue God. I'm going to be in church whenever and every time I can. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to give my life to God. I'm going to be sold out 110%. I'm going to start out 2024. I'm going to be reading my Bible every day. I'm going to be seeking God's face. I'm going to be the best employee I can be at work. I am going to push through all those hard times, those times of depression, those times of anxiety, those times that come up that we did not see, that blindsided us. We're going to keep pursuing God. We're going to keep serving God. We're going to keep just marching on. We're going to keep on keeping on. It's easy to say yes. Very easy to say. But let's do it. Together. Let's make 2024 just a year of revival. A year that seeks after God. A yearning for God. A desire. You know what? Let's put away all of those idols in our life. Those addictions in our lives. Those things that we've turned to. Those things that we said, you know what? I can't live without this. I need this. No, you don't. If it does not bring honor to God, you don't need it. If it's going to bring harm to you physically, you don't need it. If those friends and those individuals in your life that are only going to tear you down and are only going to bring you down the road of destruction, get rid of them. Move on. Find somebody who's going to love you, who's going to help pursue God with you, who's going to encourage you, who's going to be like that iron that sharpens iron. Time to pursue God. Who are you choosing this year? You going to choose yourself or you going to choose God? You going to choose your desires or you going to choose God's will? God's desires for your life. When you set your goals, do they reflect goals that are going to honor God or they reflect goals that are going to honor yourself? I'm excited to see what God's going to do through us, through you, through this podcast. I'm excited to see what God's going to do in my own life in 2024. There's going to be a lot of ups. There's going to be a lot of downs. But my emotions, my heart, and my spiritual growth should be steady because it is set on the rock, Jesus Christ. I have laid my burdens at the feet of the cross. When life is going down, I'm going to keep looking up, because that's where my help comes from. Put down the bottle, 2024. Throw away those drugs, 2024. Turn away from sexual sin in 2024. It is time that we desire God. It's time that we pursue God. Guys, we made it another year. By God's grace, He gave us another year. Because He's not done with you. If you woke up this morning, He's not done with you. If you have breath in your lungs, praise Him, worship Him, and talk to Him. Use that voice to honor God. If He's given you arms and legs, use them. Because guess what? There are some people that don't have them. But yet, they praise God. Look, if you woke up this morning, no matter your circumstance, God is not done with you. It is time that we step up to the plate and we get in this game. Stop being a fan. It's time to get in the game. It's time to get in the fight. Because Satan's going to come harder and he's going to come faster and he's going to just start ripping and roaring like he's always has been. Are you ready? Are you prepared to fight? Are you prepared to serve the Lord? Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Again, you can listen to us anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Again, I thank you for sitting in and listening to me and to this podcast, and I'm learning along with you. I am just a normal human being, an average man. I am nothing special, but I'm just sharing on my heart what God has put upon my heart. I'm just sharing and being real with you. And that's one thing that this podcast is real. I'm not on here trying to be a show. I could care less about fame. I could care less about if this goes viral or not. I don't care. It ain't going to change what God is doing in my life and in your life. I'm just sharing the gospel. I'm just sharing God's word. I'm just being an encouragement to you. If you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, you're listening in, maybe you have questions. Look, Jesus Christ, He died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. 3 days later, rose from the grave. He wants nothing more than to pursue a relationship with you. He wants nothing more than to love you and for you to love Him. Ask Him that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and hath believed in thine heart, God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It is simply asking God to come into your heart, saying that you believe in Him, that He died on the cross for your sins, that you repent of your sins, that you turn away from your wickedness, and you seek after Him, and you love Him with your whole heart, and you ask Him to come in and clean house, and become a child of God, a Christian. You're not going to regret it. It'll change your life forever, and for all eternity. What a wonderful God we serve. What an incredible God we serve. We don't deserve the mercy, the grace. We don't deserve the love He shows and bestows upon us. But yet He does it so free. No matter what we do, He's always there. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Thank you for listening. And I will see you the next time on Truth Seekers Podcast.